Sotheby's, I believe.
Sure.
That's how Chassam Sofer says. Orach Chaim Siman Yud Zayin, the Shul. It is saying that Dvar Shmuel, he's mentioned reference to a number of times, he doesn't like Chassam Sofer. For reasons which I don't think are so compelling. I think Chassam is very good. He has a bunch of kasha, he'll look there, he'll see. He's a different shah, an interesting shah. He said the pshat like this. Remember we discussed, I think it was even on Chassam Sofer means, I believe.
Sure.
That's how Chassam Sofer says. Orach Chaim Siman Yud Zayin, the Shul. It is saying that Dvar Shmuel, he's mentioned reference to a number of times, he doesn't like Chassam Sofer. For reasons which I don't think are so compelling. I think Chassam is very good. He has a bunch of kashas, he'll look there and see. He's a different pshat, an interesting pshat. He said the pshat like this. Remember we discussed, I think it was even on Wednesday. Or maybe it was Thursday. I remember, you have to remind me when it was. I think it was Thursday, as a matter of fact. We discussed the question of whether Samech L'Knisos was Vedavka. Remember we had the fact that Ramban, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, the Kacho, he compared it to Yovel, with Bezda Tesele, the Kiddash, the Mishnas, the Chamish Mishana. The Ramban makes a comparison of the Chumash, and we saw someone else make that comparison elsewhere. So said the Dvar Shmuel, that's the subject of the Gemara. Is Kiddush and any of Samach with Nisasa B'davka, right away as soon as Shabbos comes in, you have to make Kiddush. And if that's the case, then you have only Samach with Nisasa proper. Or no? No, maybe the entire day is time for Kiddush. So the boy didn't know, what's it? Lor is out from Havdalah. Just like Havdalah you can make it, are all these three on? Just like Havdalah you can make until Tuesday. You can make until Tuesday Havdalah. What does that indicate? That you don't need Dr. Samachli Tiyasa. So if you don't need Dr. Samachli Tiyasa, so then you have plenty of time until Tuesday. So too, when it comes to Kiddush, you don't need someone like me, so. You can have it even beyond that, even later in Shabbos morning. Nevertheless, says the Tzemach Rashul, it doesn't mean the two have identical dinim. The whole discussion in the Medubah and the Gemara was the Samach Likni Sasa Militiyasa Ma'ake Manat. That's the Shaila. The Gemara properly resolves from Abdullah that Samach Lik, whatever it may be, is not a Ma'ake. Not a Ma'ake. So although it's not a ma'akev, the details of how Kiddush and Havdalah sort themselves out need not be identical. Havdalah turned out to be a tashlumin, and Kiddush ends up being an ikar zmano. The Gemara never made them dependent exactly on the law. The Gemara is called as Dvar Shmuel Sarifus. The Gemara is only pilfering as to whether the Samach Lik, Niso, you see respectively is a ma'akev or not. And the Gemara concludes it's not a ma'akev, and now we're free to discuss them both independently. And we can say that Kiddush, in fact, is Ika's mana, as you see from Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And Abdullah Tashlum is the Fashion. This is what the Dvar Shmuel says. Okay, different idea than the Chassam Sofer. Kamz Rav Akiva Eger, in that simon, those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Tzadik Tes, involved, I think there are a few of them around. I have one. I'm sure you have one. Mayor, you have one too? Regular Shulchan Aruch? Okay, the one or two? Bays is in the space. Alright, but it's not such a long Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'll just read it to you, Mekitzer. If you want to look inside, if someone wants to look on with a Shua, you bring one more in. You make about one more Shulchan Aruch Chelek Bays. You bring one more, then I think we'll be able to. Two more. One. You have one? May I have one? I have the wrong one. Well, wait a second, then we'll get to it and then we'll start. Why should we not look inside? You have a head start, you look first. But the Kiveg, I'm raising that intensive up. You look and I'll give you an assignment, someone who says. I assume you did, but nevertheless. On the Mount of Kaim, this is on that, I think on the last sheet. There's not any, on the third Mount of Kaim, none of the final. 10 lines? No, how many 10 lines?
Oh, okay, we'll wait for one more and we'll stop.
Is gimbal is different. Get the wrong one? So I was afraid of that. You have also the wrong one?
Difference
what? Yeah, which, what? We meet on the top. Is that the spacer? Yeah, yeah. So, see if on the. I'm sorry. Some are out in the base. That's why I'm sorry though. Okay, let's just get a little head start. Sorry for the confusion. The Shulchan Aruch says the race. We already saw the Shulchan Aruch race study test above. Says Rabbi Kivege, Al b'motzoi yontif eino tashlumin. Because motzi Shabbos you have tashlumin until Tuesday. Motzi yontif is no tashlumin at all. Stop. I don't want to go any further until Dov comes back. First line is no tashlumin motzi yontif. Problem! There's a major problem with this. Why? Because the Gemara compares Kiddush with Abdullah, and the Gemara says you're Mekadosh Vayom the entire day, so that even though you'll say there's no Tashlumin for 3 days because of this nature, but the very day is Shulchan should certainly be Tashlumin. Why is it in Shabbos? In other words, when it comes to Shabbos, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days. So you could argue when it comes to Yom, there's no equivalent. All right, but at least Yisru Chag by day should be counted the same as Kiddush. That day, the day after the night that was before. So the same as Dvar Shmuel says, no, according to his Malach, it's Mishu B'tuf Tam V'das, it's Rabbi Kivege. Never means to say that Kiddush and Abdullah are identical. All it means to tell you is that there's no requirement for some of the Knesos, or some of the Tziyos. And then, as he puts it, Hai Kedinei, it's on separate dinners. What are the separate divots? When it comes to Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, you have Tashlum until Tuesday. When it comes to Kiddush, you have the Ikir Adin that whole day, where they enter the Seer and the Mechaber. And when it comes to Yadav, there's nothing. Nothing. There's no proof in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the details of how long you can go. The Gemara is only discussing one crack, whether the sum of the Knesset of Yitzir is a Ma'akev or not. And Yadav is no such thing. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself quotes this opinion, but he thinks it's wrong.
What's it from the show?
I'm not sure. What's Rabboni Tachme Prague? I don't know what that means. Ulani is dying to Rabbi Kiva Eger himself speaking. Adayin yesh loma. The mikol makom yesh lo tashlumen biyom arish in Shachayon. In other words, 3 days you don't have. But it's Ruchag yes. The whole of that, a yesh omim de'en amazel ela kol yom rishin v'lo yoser. The Hatam, the Yom Hole, Akara Laila, the Mela, who has them beyond the Pachiyu, in Keyesh Loma, the Aftamai, the Kaimalan, the Mavlat Zof Yom Gimel, Umitam Davi Basar Shabbos, Yesh Lomar, the Zehu, Lo Shayach, the Linyon, the Tadnak, the Kovam Svil, the Gamken, I is so, the Linyon Yom, the Tzorach, the Tad, the Basar Shabbos, the Mitam Yolach, Akara Laila. In other words, when Rabbi Kivege suggests that today didn't, that's so big, I don't look at it. But you look at the mayor, and the three of you can all look at this, that's a humongous one. Okay, those are pretty big, yes. Okay? So Rabbi Kivege was suggesting that it's today didn't. It's page Rage Gimel on the Bays in this document. That Rabbi Kivege said that today didn't. One in a bus of Shabbos until Tuesday, which is not a party on. But there exists another Mavdol, who says he cannot be Mavdol until Tuesday. But even he agrees to be Mavdol until Sunday, so that's Sveitadin, Hayom al Chacham al Ayla. So even though we possibly be Mavdol until Tuesday on Shabbos, it doesn't mean we don't hope that Sveitadin, so the Kamath the Yom to be, at least be Mavdol until Sunday Shkia. And he brings...
Or the day after.
What did I just say? The day after Yom Tov,
Sunday.
I said Sunday. So the Yontif is Tuesday, so then you can be married until Wednesday at Shkia. Right, that makes us a Mekivegas Vart. It's a good Vart. It's a good Vart. It's a Mekivegas, Mishnah Berurah quotes it also. Yeah. Now, says Rabbi Kivegas Vart, V'nira Raya L'tem. To the Chule Alma Kayim Asvara to the Indian Yom Echad Habikum of Moshe Shabbos Kodesh. The Mashakos of Arosh Perak Dal of the Brochus, we saw this. The Shema Ben Yonah, the Mar Makomos we saw last week. The Mitzape Sheyiyah Lo Kos Lamochor V'tov Lo Hivdo V'tvila Tein Echoz and Espala. The Cheney B'Shulchan Aruch Tim Reish Tzadi Dal Tzveis. For Rosh B'Tzoch and Svila the Yochol Ahavdil Atzof Yom Gimel. If Kena my knockout Zafka Shemitzapa Shiloh Lamoch, we asked this question last week. Now Sheryl Shlomo is one of the many questions he asked. We came to Kosha Kiske Hashem Shulchan Aruch. Who quotes both? Who quotes both? Who is Zayish Shlomo? Skipping two lines, and on the next to the last narrow line. Hatam Dima Avdola, the last narrow line. Allah calls. Yibizmano, that of a Motzi Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, the Mokroso! Davik of a Motzi Shabbos Kodesh. Vizehu, the Eno Kosu Mispala. Ava the Eno Mitzapa, Shiloh Kosu Mokha, Av Shiloh Kosu Beyond Beis O Gimel, Kei Veneno Iker as Ma, and she's Miki Mosu Shabbos. Vizeh Kosu Mispala. Wow. He's a nearer to the Hindu Shabbat from the Yonta the Abla, Kofon of Yopalash, and the Abla, the Machros of it, Duk. Right? That is the set of Sveta Nima, she accepts even the Allah. Acha Ome the Negni, Ksas. The Mashakos of Abba Hag. The Hor, the Toa Mavdil. Hani Mili, the Mavdil, the Lel Motzi Shabbos. Abba Lem Lo Hivdil, the Laila. Kevan Shetoa, Shuv in the Mavdil. V'zeh shekotov kana mechaber v'yesh misha omer. The mechaber says, right before, right here, we left over the mechaber. Look up. V'yesh misha omer. Dohok v'kayim v'm tomav v'lai l'midi hechad v'hivdil v'l'vosi Shabbos. Avlim lo hivdil v'layla kevin shetoam shuv eino mavdil. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'zeh mashma d'ika z'man avdol rak v'leil motzi Shabbos. Deem name of the Yom Aleph and Leil Motzi Shabbos are called Chad. May he taste of the Chalak with your Torah. He's right. Often a Bahag. I said the Ikas man is Leil Motzi Shabbos. That's against him. So there's not plenty of Leil Motzi Yontif. Maybe there should be no Havdalah Isru Chag of Yontif. That's his Kash. The Kivegas Kash. Take a look at that in the Bahag, which is quoted by the Rav. We'll see a little bit of an opening into this. Please turn to the Rav. We read it briefly on... I keep on forgetting, right? Forgive me. I'm not sure when it was Thursday or Wednesday. Maybe one of those two. When did we read the Rav? On Tisha B'Av. On Nius and Ashirus. Do you know what it was? Yeah. Chav Beis and Manal. Right. Sorry, Chav Beis and Manal. Chav Beis and Manal. It was Thursday. It's the last two lines of page 42. Avol bal halochas gedolos kosav sh'af ha'fi sh'avdola ein l'tashlumin l'kol ha'yom kevin sh'yev sh'lahavdol b'motzei Shabbos mavdol b'motzei Tisha B'Av, which the Ran explained, really it's only tashlumin. Usually we assume by the time if you didn't do it the whole day Sunday, so you are considered amazing. But in Tisha B'Av, you're an honest. So then there can be a possibility of tashlum. That's how the Ran understands. Says the Kedushe Anshe Shem. Kedushe Anshe Shem, it's Oz Beis, page 42. He says, Parach al Bahag. People ask against the Bahalachos Gedolos. What's the kasha that they ask? There could be no tashlum, so they say the following question. Parach al bahag gama shemazda b'motzei Tisha B'Av. For those that poshut, I mean that Kedusha and Sheshem. Div anu naktino and deno matla the koleyom im kein ein la tashlum in klal. The koleyom nikra motzei Shabbos im kein lama matla b'motzei Tisha B'Av. That's the kasha. How can it be tashlumin? Umishayin is vashen and akinah shen amabdil lekol ayom, aval kol ayom mi amabdil, ain atam ishen zem moti Shabbos, elan shen dikwa tashlumin. Vaho, the ain lo tashlumin balayla means Sunday night, lefisha sa'u, kamez it v'duk, which means really there could be tashlumin, theoretically, according to the Mahag, all the way till Tuesday. So therefore we can make Abdullah on Sunday night of Tisha B'Av. The only reason why we usually can't make Abdullah on Sunday night because we are considered to be amazed. Because what, you wait so long. But Tisha B'Av, you have an excused absence. You couldn't do it. No way to possibly do it. So then that's a different story. And of course, the Chedush HaShem Shem is working with an assumption according to the Bahad, only Mosi Shabbos the Iker's man, and the rest is Tashlumin. How do you get it? How do you know it from? You do it from this Bahad. The Kiveri just quoted. The Mechava quotes. The Torah Mavdil only applies to Mosi Shabbos, not to Sunday. So therefore that indicates that the Bahad's personal opinion is the Iker's man is not the whole day Sunday. Iker's man is only Mosi Shabbos. The remainder is Tashlumin. You can have Tashlumin. Except on an average week, if you didn't make Abdullah the whole day Sunday, because you're amazed, then there's no Tashlumin. Tisha B'Av is different. Adkan, this is so. I'd like now to discuss for a minute Abdullah, whether it's the rice and the Rabbanah. We already pointed out a few times at the beginning of the discussion by Kiddush, what about Abdullah? The Rambam is mefurish that Abdullah is the rice. Zohar Shem HaShabbat Zakacho, Zohreya B'Knisoso, U'B'Tziyoso. Now I got a question. Now we had a Rabbi Kiva Eger who said that you can fulfill Kiddush with the rice by saying good Shabbos. Can you, if that's the case, can you fulfill Abdullah Barais by saying what? Good Vach. Which is a traditional Jewish greeting after Shabbat. Good Vach. Oh, very good. So the Shemir Shabbat, Perek Nun Ches, Or Olam Ad Al, he says like this. At first, it's the same thing. The Shabbat is Good Vach. The truth is, even the Shabbat is Shver. We're going to be left with that Shver, right? Because you have to take Lashon Kiddush. But if Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, it should apply to Abdullah too. Kav the Mishloim Mazam, and it says no. And it's Tzitzel Yad, it's the same thing. Two Gedol Yisrael. No good. No good. Why? Why? You have to say at least Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Why? I'll tell you what I think Pshat is. The Pshat is as follows. Kiddush, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's enough just to mention the word Shabbos. No need for Divrei Shevach, for Divrei Kiddush, against the Rambam. However, Abdullah, what's the word Abdullah mean? Abdullah means to separate. The whole nature of Abdullah is a separation. You say good vach. That's not a sufficient separation. Good vach, good week, have a good week. Very tall, you know. Even the guy would say have a good week. They don't have anything about Shabbos. Have a good week. So you have to be mavdil. So you have to say Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh Lachol. Allah's not going to push Abdullah kishma. That's what it says in the Gedol Yisrael is distinguished. Yes.
You're saying
that Baruch
HaMavdil
is
Kodesh Lachol. Right. Rabbi mentions this. He specifically teaches to say HaMavdil is Kodesh Lachol.
Rabbi, what's the difference?
We're not making the
Baruch
anyway.
Right.
We're not saying
Shem
HaShem
HaShem
HaShem HaShem HaShem HaShem HaShem HaShem HaShem
Right, that's right.
So he said,
Tom's Hamadu
and
Gosh Tolos. Where is Baruch
HaMavdil? Hamadu
and Gosh Tolos doesn't mean anything.
That's all.
Baruch has to be the greater, packs the greater wall. That's what I think Pshat is. I don't know. Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus, you can't do Malacha until you make Abdul. Oh, the expression Baruch HaMavdil. Yes, I think it is. It's more Shabbos. Let's take a look. It's not our sugi really, that really doesn't belong to our discussion now, but since you asked the question, if I can find it for a minute. It's very much possible. It's very much possible. And the tzibah, the whole shtick of Torah, I didn't tell you, which brings. We'll mention now. Mention brings these two things together. A little weird. Kuf Nun and Shabbos. Oh. Be'rav Kana have Omer Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol u'mesaltinan silti. The Marava, they said Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol v'avdinan surfin. They didn't say Boros, you're right. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. That's it. That's all they just mentioned, these magic words. It says Rashi, Lekeira bi'alma l'lavas ha'melech. Lekeira bi'alma. Not only do we use the word Boros, as a matter of fact. In a chenam, maybe you shouldn't use the word Boros. The minute you say Baruch anyway. Say Baruch Hamad.
Say Baruch
Hamad. The word Baruch? No, no. The word, in the Gemara, let's say Baruch. Samad. You ask a good question. Who was the first one? Let's teach. The Baruch Hamad called the Shalom? Where?
Hold on. There's probably arguing against the one that the word.
Zion. 1 second. Open the Shulchan Aruch, the Reish Tzadik Tes, the Yud, right where we are. Omer Hamazel Ve'Kodesh Shulchan, below Baruch. That's the Makar. More than an argument. Who's this Baruch? Where's the expression Baruch?
The
Kodesh Shulchan. I don't see it right now. Finish the book. Reish Tzadik Tes Sif Yud. Where the Baruch? Where the word Baruch come from? The Levush Yisam a Baruch Amav the Mekodesh Tikol. We'll be calling him. I think it was that Baruch came and she ain't on about Shem of Malchus. The Levush is where it comes from. Levush. Why? That's a good question. I can make up something against the Gemara. Gemara is some of them in Kodesh Kodesh, but Chav is some of them in Kodesh Kodesh. Where does he get the extra word Baruch? Bothers me a little bit. Because he can tie it to Baruch Olam Atolo. I know Shem Hashem. But Bikivegi says that the need of Baruch Olam Atolo even not Shem Hashem. So I'm worried about this. I never heard of this Baruch. But it's like the Gemara Baruch. It's just some of them. I want them to argue a little bit. How can the Mother Rabbi go to the Bush? You should go to the Bush. I don't know, yes, like off the bar. Hold on. You think about the one that goes to the bushes? Ah. So you make up the later, so why make an extra drop in it?
That's true. After Abdullah, that's true. At the minute. Now, in this very same
page over here, the what happens if the person forgot Atachon HaTom? You don't go back? Why? Because you can make it on Allah coast. But he has the kasha from the, he wrote the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Goda. The Lo Davi Kiddush L'Avdolah, I'm reading you now, or a mem. So the Gabi HaVdolah HaYushkei Takonis. The B'tchila Kavu HaVdolah B'tchila. Hashiru Kavu HaRak Allah Kos. Chazu V'Hendu Kavu B'tchila. Shemachi Imto B'tchila. Dai B'kos. V'lochein Eino Chos Yim Shokal HaVdo B'tchila. Masha Enkei Kiddush Hayom. Tchila HaTakona HaYisa Dafka B'tchila U'B'kos. Umishimachi Yim Shokak Lahatzki Shal Shabbos B'tchila. Chosu. Quote from the Prima Goda from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. You know what he just got to say? But it came to Avdolah in separate stages of the Takana. First, when the poor was only in Tefillah. Then they got rich of it only on the coast. And at the end, they said, we'll do both. But since there was originally a Takana of only on the coast, since you forgot the Tefillah, you should lie on the coast. But it comes to Kiddush because the original Takana was to say Kiddush both in Davening and in Holocaust. Which reminded, incidentally, we discussed this before. Remember we had the question with the person has Kavana for Kiddush and Davening? And we saw that Chassam Sof has Kavana not to be Yotze Kiddush and Davening. And I said, maybe not, maybe that's Takanas Chazal to have Davening Kavana for Kiddush and Davening. Well, that's what Rosh Yotze says. You have to have Kavana in Kiddush, not only in Holocaust, but you have to have Kavana for Kiddush every time you have a Meir Friday night. Ah, you don't have it? What's the answer, though? The answer is, I said before, stama the milsi of kavanah, whatever you have to have kavanah. The Rosh Hashanah is the favorite that I suggested last week, that the Radavka is a din of Kiddush in Shmona Esra. However, it seems to me that the Rosh Hashanah's proof is very, very weak. In my opinion, the reason, his din is correct, I'm not arguing with the din. The din is correct, if the din, he didn't mention Shabbos and Friday night, and he's not over here. I agree completely. But not because of the Kiddush. But you know why? Why? Because of the Tefillah. He left out the main point of davening. In other words, on Motzei Shabbos, Atachon was an appendage. It's an Haskorah. It's something which is added into the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, which is every single day to be taught. But they added it in and Atachon HaTono. If you forgot it, not so terrible. Back and forth. But on Friday night, if you forget Atakidashta, you get the Kaddish, he didn't say anything. He didn't say that's the main portion of the davening. That's the reason. No Kiddush. There's going to be no kind of Kiddush. They made Kiddush already. Oh, well, that was a big proof because you have to be two Kiddush. But they were not doing Kiddush. I don't see it as a proof positive that there exists a din of Kiddush Friday night in davening. I'm not saying the Rosh Hashanah is wrong. I have to be sympathetic to this point of view. But the proof. You have to daven all over again, doesn't seem to be conclusive. Because even if you daven over again, because of the Shmon Esrei issue, not because of the Kiddush issue. That's what I think. Yeah? I have it at home, I don't have it here. No, that's what it's Shabbos to Yontif. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. It's a different story.
But he's
saying it's different. Motzei Shabbos is Yontif. It's different. Rabosai. The only time you would daven over again is that we call Tov Bezu Bezu. The one brachas. You forgot to mention Abdullah in Shmoneh Esrei. Then you forgot, then you ate before making Abdullah. So you have to give that. You have to have some Abdullah Kedat, so you have to daven over again. At least we mentioned that's how we passed in the halacha. Look at some of the Reish Tzadi Dalet, please. Everyone open up the Shulchan Aruch to Reish Tzadi Dalet. Sif Aleph, let's start with that. Omrim Abdullah b'chonin adas, v'imtah v'lo hitl v'mishmashat tfilosom v'ein achozim v'neshat tzorach l'ach l'alakos. V'imtah v'konash hitl l'alakos. Tzorach l'ach l'alakos. That's what's called tah, bizu, bizu. That's the famous thing. That's how the Mechaba passes Torah Bezuh Bezuh. Now, wait a minute. Let's see the over here. The Bir Aloch. Bir Aloch. The entire Torah Shiv, page Ayin. Right, please look inside. Look inside, please. No. Ayin Bel Yerabba V'chdusha V'kiva Eger She'viyah V'shem HaRashba Du'adin Em Osam Malacha Oz Kodem Havdolah. Maybe it applies to Malacha as well. That's an interesting shot. Others disagree. Then he quotes at the Rambam in the fifth line, Lo Hevi didn't say the Shulchan Aruch at all. Well, Mashmah the Loma first came to smash up in the Gemara Tov as Lubuzu. Kemoshim Beforshi Rashmah or Rashmah Tamir of Eniona. The Chemi Pirish Rashi Mashmah the Loma first came. The Chemi said, there was a Ruah Pirish for Pirish Acher Ayin Shon. Then a Shetov a Havdolah Kufa. He made a mistake in the Havdolah itself. And therefore, since the whole din of the Mechaber itself is a weak feet, because maybe not everybody, other Rishon agreed to deliver any on the rush. Yeah, so although we accept the Mechaber din, but we should not extend it to Malach. How did Rashi learn Pshat? Anak Amal, I'm giving the brachos. Rashi has chosel the rosh. Litfila ulakos. Obviously that he's not learning the same Pshat as the rush of the Mechaber. Rashi had a different Pshat. What happens? Next Bir Aloch. So what's the din if he made a mistake? He ate and he forgot to come on the top. What do we tell him? Daven over again. That's the din. After the Bir Aloch. The daf came to low hip to la dine ala kos. The bullet for the elisho. Oh, it's a din. The yach to be yach to the tefillah. Get it right. Vachakach ala kos. Avalim obar be hip to la kos. Acha shetoah. Shuv ein tzorach lasa la hafza the tefillah. Kevin should be pomgong for you. That's a bit sub dollar. You already did it. After the fact. There are Chaim Sosa, the name Chilik was, that doesn't make a difference. You have to have one Abdullah right. If you have Abdullah of Holocaust is wrong, it's after you ate, it's the Daven all over again. Now, let's go back to our original discussion. We said before by Kiddush. Friday night time we did Kiddush, we suggested we didn't feel it. That's why if you forget it, it's no good. Take a look at the very first Bir Aloch. In Siman Reish, Sadi Dal, and Sif Aleph. What happens? The following case. I am the Mishnah Brewer. Mashikasab no linen in Shokach below his spalal arms. Didn't have a marib at all about the Shabbos. So what did the Mishnah Brewer say? What did he say? So he says over here, it's the first line of page 9, top line. In Shokach the spalal, Mishnah Brewer. The spalal Shacharstein, two Shacharstein asterisks. Unbelievable. The guy forgot to have a marib at the Shabbos. He fell asleep. He was so up a whole night Friday night, up a whole day Shabbos. He's so exhausted, he just collapses right before Abdullah, wake up in the morning. Could happen. Summer day, could easily happen. Collapses. 8:30 at night, he just pops out. No Myriam, no Abdullah, wakes up right the race is light outside. I could see it happen. Get up all night Shabbos, I got up all night, a whole night Friday night, schmoozing. A whole day Shabbos till 8:30 at night. Let me get a little nap before Myriam. After the NCSY, the big Abdullah ceremony, after we refresh her. And tells him, wake me up. Guy forgets to wake him up, he doesn't get up till 5 o'clock the next morning. I can easily add it. Now the question is, what are you doing now? It's David Marav twice. True? And make Abdullah. I mean Shachas twice. And make Abdullah. Which, Rabosa, which, that's right, this just said, I know it's regional.
I know, big problem.
The question is, which Shmon Esrei and Sunday morning does he say Atachon Antonov? What would you say? The second, why? Because we know the rule in Kastashlum. The first one is the present one, and the second one is the makeup of the previous time. Since it's Atachan Antono, it's supposed to be said, Rabosai, for Myriv, and Myriv is in effect the second Shemon Esrei. So you say Atachan Antono and the second Shemon Esrei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha.
But what?
You mean on Friday?
So therefore, the Atachan Antonah should be postponed to the second Shabbos, the second Sunday morning Shemon Esrei. That's parallel to Meir. That's the Mishnah Berurah passes our law. Why?
Why
do
you say this is not Meir?
Who said it is Meir? The first Shemon Esrei you say after Shabbos is over. David, your mamash b'chavah to Reb Chaim. Therefore, it suggests Reb Chaim Briska and David Schwartz, two gedolim. They both suggest they should make after Atachan Antono the first Shemon Esrei that you say on Sunday morning. It's a very good svara. That's Rabbi Kiveg also suggests that right over here. And Reish Tzadi Dal, those are the big Shemon Esrei, big Shulchan Aruch. Reish Tzadi Dal. No, that's the, it's a din in the first Shemon Esrei, it's not a din in Myra. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiveg wants to love on Avraham. Sifkot Aleph. This is as follows. Yeah, so someone, who said you can't say it at all? Someone else suggested that. You have a comment to the Ratzatz. The Maman Avraham's page Reish, the very top, was on the big Shulchan Aruch. First line, second line, page Reish, on the left side. When Shabbat is followed, as follows Shabbat's base, the Ain of Maskat of Anantana, the Valdik. That's your word. It's only in Matzah Shabbat. In Meir, but there's no Meir. You don't, that's your shoe, you said. Here with the tefillah, she might feel in the tefillah, the father and Sarah Chad will be on Aleph. The Yashik Gakin Sarah. If he might be the Mar, the people are like, close, Kodosh, he's Fala, but he can't tell Hadal Tefillah. You get that Kodosh, Hadal Tefillah, after you're dead. How can you do that? What's the end? I said, Shadam Nir Advaz. He says, no. The once Chazal and the Sakein to make Abdullah Lakos, then once they did that, the Abdullah in Shemon Esrei Matzi Shabbos is no longer than Abdullah. It's simply a din of an Atzkar, like Yalav Yovo. Like you said before, but it's a Yalav Yovo, only you say at night. So like if you forget Yalav Yovo to Mincha, you don't say Yalav Yovo at night, but it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, you need to have Marv twice. So too, if you forget Atzkar, you daven it, or if you don't daven it at all, you can't say it on Sundays. Obas Mana Batal Kavono. That's the Radvaz Shita. I don't know, Abraham Esrei din Abdullah, no. He looks, it's not a din of Don anymore, it's only a din of what? It's a din of an askara.
Why if you
don't have wine at night, you go back to Shemashir? At night? Because you didn't say it in Shemashir. You tov azu bazu. So David asks, tov azu bazu, the Rav explained shat, shat the Mechav and the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah. It's a din of Abdullah, you have Abdullah, either Abdullah right in Tefillah, Abdullah right in Shemon Esrei. I can still answer you, David. It still works when you forget to do Abdullah Lakos. Then it has to be a must do Abdullah in a Shemon Esrei. Or if you were Torah and you didn't do Abdullah Lakos properly. But if you do Abdullah Lakos without Torah, well, I don't know here what happened to this guy. His NCSY guy fell asleep and didn't eat anything about the Shabbos either. He woke up straight the next morning. Whatever. So maybe not. Maybe they would not have a din of Abdullah, just a din of Shemon Esrei. Perhaps. according to Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Kivega says over here, take a look at Rabbi Kivega. Kivega says, Akshav Gankin Sarah my time, and there it's Vila Rishona, the Shakas, Paskas, and Anatonu. Not like the Mishnah Berurah, but in the first one. Rishi, we say that those Shabbos hidden there among the Rom, the Bishakas, the Tzvila have bathed, she touched Lumen Arvis Maskira, but this can be said Kulumka. On the next page, on the Vega, the Tzvila is among the Rom, and he is Daiti, the Hanika, the Maskira, the Tzvila have shown us. It didn't mean what? Not a Tzvila, it's a strip triple Machlaikes. Quadra Advaz is a din, inch, Mona Esri, Motsi Shabbos. You miss it, forget it. Can't get it. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a din in the first Shmona Esrei after Shabbos ends. So if you miss, don't daven Motzei Shabbos, gotta do it Sunday morning, the first daven. According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Tosafot Shabbos, it's what kind of din is it? It's a din in Shmona Esrei Meir, but there can be tashlumin for it even Sunday by day. Triple Machlokes. And the mother of Rome explained why you do say it. It's the din of Abdullah. That's the din of Shimon Esau. The din of Abdullah. So the din of Abdullah would make much more sense. It should belong like Rabbi Kivega to the first Shimon Esau. Makes more sense. Although there is an opinion of Mishnah Berurah, it's not that way. It's a din in Myrick. Can be extended to the second Shimon Esau or something. There's a very interesting Machlokes over here. Very interesting. Okay, Rabbi Sam. Let's go back. You mentioned before that women are chayim in Kiddush Daraisa. Tosfos calls it the fairest of the above, because Shachar v'Shom. What about Abdullah? Open to the Mechaber, please. Reish Tzad Yivov, Siv Ches. Everyone has a Mechaber? Reish Tzad Yivov, Siv Ches. Noshim chayavas v'Abdullah. Kishem shechayavas v'Kiddush. V'yesh mishacholik. What are they fighting about? So the chorus goes like this. If Abdullah's the Raisa, and it's derived from the Pesuk of Zohar, Shema Shabbos, and Kacho, then what? What stands to reason? Come on. The Chayiv? The same as the Chayiv in Kiddush, the Chayiv in Abdullah. What part of the statement is the same as the Raisa? The woman of Zohar, the Shema, the Hukash, the Shmira. So the Chayiv? Hold on. However, if you hold a what, Abdullah is only Vidirabbanan, then all bets are off. Maybe if it's only Vidirabbanan, then everyone will be sacking it for women. Maybe not. The Magadish says in the Perkh of Death. But even according to the Mishnah Berurah quotes, take a look over here. Take a look over here. Lamed Dalet, Mishnah Berurah. Page 142. Everybody look inside. 142. Noshim Chayos. Abba God, David, it's the session of Magdur Amor. The Bedine Shabbos, Yishvi Shashamim, the Iskish Zohar Lashamar. V'Abdullah Adi B'chal Zohar. L'mandama Abdullah Dorim Tavar Toru. Yes, V'afil Mandama Abdullah Dirabonon. Dumio, the Kiddush, the Knua, who says so? Or Abba Magid. Perk of Tess, Bichal Shabbos. V'ayesh Mishacholim, Sfili, who's Yesh Mishacholim, what does he hold? The Abdullah came in chief of Chol, Eina Tluya Binyanei Dini Shabbos. He could be Chlal, Shar, Mitzvah, Shabbos, Mangarama, the Noshah Futuris. What's up in the Pima God? It's not a Shabbos Dikah Din. It's a weekday Din. It's a weekday Din. The Mela has nothing to do necessarily with Zohar. Maybe not the Rice, maybe not even the Rabbana, it's even an Asmach to the Zohar. Who was that Yuchess of the Beis? Quote that possible respect to Abdullah. So I do a smacha, not do it zahar at all, so women are potter. I wouldn't say that. So what do you do, the mice, the machlokes, what do you do? Says the Rambam, Al-Kain, lo yavdilu la'atzman, rag yishnu ha'abdala mino ha'anoshim. You should hear the Abdullah from men. What do you do? Men are Rambam is around. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? It's a cut lam hei. Ba'bach kosar. Feel the man that was a tourist. Be common, come your followers, lahapshech, 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 lahapshech שגם כן פטור זה אפילו אחי בברוכס כמובן לכמובן סימטלת So he says there was a strange Ramah. Why does Ramah say that only men should be made kavdala for women? If the Ramah held it in the chava back in the tzitzis, if you have a case of a cessation of mangal from which you put, you have no right to make a bracha on tzitzis or more practically for us on lulav or on shofar or on sukkah. Women may not make leishim b'sukkah until the lulav or shmishmo kol shofar. If the Ramah held it in the chava, you understand very well over here too. Can make a bracha on kavdala. But the Rambam argued in the Mechaber, and it was Tittis and Tefillin and Krishman and Lulav and Shofar and Sukkah. He said the women can make a bracha, even though it's only optional by them. They chori can't even tivon. As a matter of fact, anyway. But if the Rambam held in the Mechaber back in the first Tittis, that if you have a case of a cessation of Mangal from which you put, you have no right to make a bracha on Tittis or more practically for us, on Lulav or on Shofar or on Sukkah. Women may not make leishim b'sukkah until the lulav mishmo kol shofar. If the Rambam held like a mechaber, you understand very well over here too. Can make a bracha on kavdala. But the Rambam argued in the mechaber, and it was tzitzis and tefillin and krishman and lulav and shofar and sukkah. He said the women can make a bracha, even though it's only optional by them. They chori can't even tzivon. As a matter of fact, anyway. So then why can't they make a bracha on kavdala? You know that part. It's a plea. What does it get meant for? The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, they're Hanami. They can make it on their own if they want to. The Bach and the Governor Rome say so. I don't know if I to indicate that. So you look at the Governor Rome, it's called Yud Aleph. He draws the following distinction. Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, and Asiyah. You do something. If you do something, then you can make a problem. You leave a problem. But Abdullah, you don't do something. You only say something. One madrega low, therefore you may not make a broch. They ask a kasha about sphere. Sphere, the Rambam himself thinks that women can make a broch, it's only speaking. People don't really like it, etc., etc. Don't know.
So
if
the Rambam would ask
me, I'm sorry.
If the Rambam would ask
me, I thought I'd make a broch. What I was, I got married, so after a while, my wife's grandmother, she was an older woman, she's now beyond her, and she's 99 years old, living in Jerusalem. My son just went to visit her, came back on Friday morning, and Thursday afternoon, he was in her place in Sanhedrin, a nice Beit Avot there, beautiful place. So, Harim Levine, you know, that's the name of the street that goes down there, but that's Hill. Anyway, so she couldn't hear about it. What they used to do, they'd call her up on the phone. Well, week in, week out, call her on the phone. She'd 1 minute, she'd light her candle. And they would make Abdullah from their house. She'd listen on the telephone. And that was his. No. My opinion is, now you're on the telephone.
It's not important.
It's not your voice. It's an electronic transmission of yours. Could be, I'm not sure. What am I going to do? I was a young kid and I was going to start telling him to not to share what to do. So I didn't say anything. I don't know if he knew what the telephone was. Yeah, but I didn't say anything.
Now again, a lot of tshuvas come from people telling a Rebbe what the metzias in something is, and him being transmitted the wrong metzias. Could change.
Could be. I call upon him. I just want to say, I don't have to acknowledge that. My opinion was the Avonis should make a Kabbalah on their own. Finish. Either the father, maybe not, followed by the mother. The Shmir is Shabbos Kilchasa. Here, in Perek Nun Ches, the Aura Stam of Aleph, says as follows. Look what he says maybe a man can make Abdullah for a woman according to the Dov of Meribaba, unless she davened already Shimon Esri Myers, or at least she said Baruch HaMabda B'Kodesh L'chol. Same as the Dov of Meribaba said when it came to what? Come on. When it came to Kiddush, Shachar Abdullah. And he says follows. Quotes the Chassam Mistama Machavin or Ishala Lotzi de Kamas Abdullah Batvila, Kiyam Alakot. Kliyatsum, I can test with it. What's from Shlomo Zalman? Zarachian. The Dafka Ba'arvish Shal Shabbos, Talina, and Shibiskavin, Akadusaka Tvila Shal Shabbos, below the Kiddush. Masha Engin Hoka. Hare Amiris Atlakon Antono, he can hear the Havel of the Havel of the Loko. The God of War with Rav Tzlan and Gilam and Allah, the Yikat Akon do with Tfilo. Afa God of Adlo with Tfilo, and Matl Gam Akasa. How can you say that Adlo with Kavana to be Yotu to Abdullah for our Mosin Shabbos? Ah, you know I don't have that with Kavana, what's the answer? I told you already a long time ago. We have Kavana to be Yotu, then we have to be Yotu. And if Atlakon Antono includes it in Abdullah, so you have to come to the level to be self-conscious. I personally think it's anything made on Friday night. That it was originally a takana to be Mekadesh Friday night in Davin. That's the previous Gaddish system was still, we mentioned that earlier. But here, I'm sure Mazam is going to go against that, and this is the Guru. Yeah. It seems to me that Hassan Sultan has the following soul. He assumed he had not yoked in Davin. Not going to in that way.
I don't know.
If one of the Chassam Sefer is no longer a din of Abdullah and Tfilo, how is it possible you can do a malacha? You won't know to Abdullah at all, so then it's Tfilo. The answer is not for the matter. Has Torah be out of the Rashi? So you say, I have a fun and come, although it's not a din of Abdullah prophet, there's no really a fun of the prophet. A lot of clues. We mentioned on the third one, I'll just mention it again for a minute, that Abdullah and Yonatan, in the discussion, in the Zarais of the Ramon, I read the Ramon and Allah, he says, the Kula, the Chaps of Hashem, to me, the Zarais. The Magnificent is known to Rabbanu. Hamdra Moshe, and Igris Moshe, Caleb, Dal, and Simon Kuk, and says that women are chayim with Kiddush and Abdullah and Yonatan with the Raisa, according to the Rabbah, and with the Rabbanu, according to the Magnificent. With the Rabbanu, it's treated as Shabbos. Ain't the Raisa tick? The Ritvos of the Fetish. Some of the days, but the Shabbos adds one nekuda. The day of the Mechaber, the women are bundled from Abdullah, but the Shabbos is quoted from Aruch HaShem. Look at the saw, the bear of gold. Says, yes, Shomer, Aruch HaShem, Aruch HaShem. Not true. You look it up. The Aruch HaShem quotes the possibility, but the end, he concluded that in fact, Aruch Rabbol, so we just mentioned that the chiyah to say Abdullah Shmotzi Shabbos and Davin. Right? So the Dafka say Abdullah. Do women have that chiyah? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, so the meaning all of us know. The Alter Rebbe. Are women the chiyah to say Abdullah Shmotzi Shabbos in Shmon Esri Atachon Atonah? So the Yeshua says, no, you're right, that's the Minigol.
Is this one
Yeah.
I'm
say that the question, is ruling that Maharaj rejects.
Oh, so the Alter Rebbe says, the Sifrei Reish Sadirav Sifrites, the women are chayav to be mavel b'tfilo. Rebbe Shemir Shabbos, let me know that. The Pturas b'tfilas Arvis. Maybe the Rebbe only meant, if you don't mean my, we should really mention that upon a tongue. Yeah, but that's not the simple reading of the Rebbe. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Rebbe, or Soloveitchik said, if I'm not mistaken, he said that his mother wouldn't daven Maariv all week long, because who would have put up a Maariv, or the Shus never Makabel, except for Motzei Shabbos, that she would daven Maariv, because why? For the Atachan Atam. I have a vague recollection. Maybe she also, maybe she lives by Lubavitch, because don't forget the Rebbe's family has a connection with Lubavitch. Slavic, where he lived, where he grew up, with Lubavitch Cheder, Lubavitch influence was like Russia. So maybe that's why they had to look into the Shulchan Aruch
Harach. The whole question is based on the fact that you're assuming that the Shulchan Aruch Harach held that they were under from Arab in general.
But they put Motzei Shabbos in
the Rosh Hashanah. It indicates that they're not under from Arab in general, but... And if it were true that he held that that wouldn't happen that far more time, then there would be no problem with the same.
I don't know. So what happened to Lachon Amaisa if a woman didn't hear Abdullah? Did she make Abdullah herself? Yeah. Of course she did. Can a husband make Abdullah for her? Husband made Abdullah, his wife was listening. She wife wasn't listening. She walked out of the room and she didn't realize it. What do you do then? So the Mishnah Brewer writes as follows. Sittam Lam Dvav. Bim ho anoshim kvar evdilu le'atmam o shen eskav nulotzis v'besach. Neses, oh. Lo yabdilu kedei lehotzi av ha-nashim. In ancient Zukaran Gadol, of Tanim, Shishom and Yimenu, the la-yesh chotim of Rochel Levatolah. The Bogot Avroch. Some say, we're going to potter. So therefore, the men cannot make Abdullah for them. Better she make Abdullah herself. I watch she get involved in the Rochel Levatolah. So presumably, no. She can be... She can be Maksha Khiva and Salah Pasmagaramo. She can somehow, you know, although she's not obligated, she can conduct herself in that fashion. If she's obligated, make up like you make up my sukkah, lulu, and shofar. But he not. Let me ask you a question. Could a man make a bracha on shofar for a woman? The man that is yotzei shofar. What's the difference? A man is yotzei mitzvah shofar already. And now he comes to blow shofar for an almona. A shudder. Now, we found in the grandma, she can make the shmokal shalom. Can he make the shmokal shalom? She can't even say a word. She's so sick. She can't talk. She's got a tube in her mouth. She can't talk. But she can hear. Can the man who has already fulfilled the mitzvah of shalom make a bracha on the shmokal shalom for this woman who hasn't been shalom yet? Is it a blow for her? Yes or no? The Shuas is not blown. It's always the same answer as here. So, could be the same apostle part over here. Okay. But although the Mogan Avraham said the man may not make half dollar for the woman if she was already out there, Shad Brachal of Atala, others disagree. There are Shulman says no, you can't make for her. And the Daz Torah and Marsham says you can't make for her. So it's not so posh the Mogan Avraham is accepted. But he said, I'm going to swear to God, I'm going to swear to God, maybe. Happens a lot more nice, I'm going to swear to God. So the minute we let the woman make the bracha, then say, that's what we always do. Well, you make the bracha, I'm going to swear to God.
And if like the woman's group, let's say, is going to show for her, and
later
they have to
say,
we're taking care of the children.
See, 1:00
o'clock.
Right, so then one of the woman gets up and says, I'm going to show for her, and then it's
all made in the name of our people. You know, some start our heads.
That's why they hold the mansion making for these yourself. Really? I have to look it up. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in the shofar in front of me. I'm going to either in the shofar, or in lula, or in sukkah, the killer, then a little more complicated. It's a little higher than the level of people. Okay. Rabbah said, with this we conclude the sugya, if you will, of Kiddush and Abdullah, the Raisa, the main Ika Sugi of the main Ika Chiv of saying Kiddush and Abdullah. If you have any questions, we'll take them now. Yes?
Right here, and on the other hand, this lesson, very briefly, doesn't really get into it. Yeah.
Could grow a beard. That's the shot.
That's a good point.
It's a Jewish folklore.
No.
You grow a beard. So that's why they don't drink Abdullah. Quote it in the Mishnah. I remember there's a shot which is Alpi Diglev, which is printed. I think in the Har Tzvi, I believe it's printed. From Issa Zalman Nelson. I think a Shemir Shatz also quotes, I believe. Like this. This is a brilliant answer. It's a suffix where the women are Chayim and Abdullah now. What happened? Man makes Abdullah. He's born for a girlfriend. Right? He makes three other brachas afterwards, and then he drinks the wine. He's certainly chayav to make all those brachas, so there's no problem of hefsek. He's chayav to make a bracha, and he's not all the brachas on the coast. But a woman might be potter from Abdullah. So if the woman answers amen to a marvel of Kodesh Lachol, it's a possibility that she was nafsek for no reason. Maybe she's potter from Abdullah, and for that reason she cannot drink the coast. So there'll be a hefsek between the bracha for a girlfriend, which she answered amen to, and the final time when she drinks the kosher broth. No. I'm not satisfied for a number of reasons. Number one, she doesn't have to answer amen. Shemeh ka'onah. That's the whole verse. Let us just say Shemeh ka'onah. So the answer could be, well, but most of them do say amen. Most of them do say amen. More than that. This comes up another time. It bothers me. It doesn't bother me so much. It's a big deal. My parents don't drink Abdullah anyway. The minute wrong the beard, whatever. And a different shayla. What happens if a woman makes shechianu on hadlakas neiros and yonim? Even though it's a question whether she should or shouldn't, but many women have the minute to do it. Hadlakas, you can go argue with them. Nosh and abas neiros, you can't argue. That's the minute. You make shechianu hadlakas neiros and yonim. Minute comes along to say the Shemir Shabbos somewhere, others say. I don't think it's right.
Isn't that like Minig Yisrael?
Yeah, it's Minig Yisrael.
If you were to light candles on the young businesses?
If I would, I certainly wouldn't make sure. My wife makes sure I don't stop.
Why don't you say she doesn't make sure
that? I think so. She listens to me.
Why don't you say
that? Nah, it's not my favorite.
The
Gemara says Shechiyana should be made on a coast. You don't make it for shuk. Pashas don't look as nice like for shuk, not on a coast. But you have to understand, you don't know, certain things with your wife, especially hadlaka snare. Let me tell you, you're going to get married, Mr. Shepherd. Hadlaka snare is a woman's thing. Don't check her. Don't start up. Whatever she wants to do, let her do. Don't get involved with hadlaka snare as much as possible. Try to maneuver around it. I have certain companions that your wife shouldn't like when we go away for in the house. Took the light. She has kavana for that too. To stop her from lighting candles is like almost impossible. Once in a while, when you can't do that, if she doesn't, she's not going to light. And she's tired. She also has some fire. You should share it. But most women are not that way. They have to light their candles. You can't tell them anything. But let's say she lights candles. She makes shachiyon. And now I make kiddush, and I make shachiyon. So the same as Shmir Shabbos, someone it says she should not answer shachiyon. She should not answer Amar to Shechiyanu. Why? She was already Yotze Shechiyanu. So now she answered Shechiyanu to my Kiddush. That's the north. She already was Yotze. So the Amar and Shechiyanu is a hefsek between the bar for a girlfriend and drinking of the wine.
She's not drinking
wine. No, for Kiddush they all drink wine. Kiddush, you just give a little bit of wine.
Kiddush
doesn't want to
drink
the
wine.
But they often drink wine. My house, we always pass around a little bit of wine. That's going to be the next topic of discussion. Giving the wine to all the Mesubim. Well, one or the other. Take a choice. Either say amen or no, but the magic, what they usually do is they say amen and they drink. They do both. So the whole discussion, is that legit or not? Yes? Another story. They make a shechiyanu, Erev Yom Kippur, you can't drive to shul. That's true. Another shout out to it. It's a bracha levatala. Because in the Mavzer, shechiyanu is printed. We say after Kodesh shechiyanu. And it doesn't say in most Mahzorim that if a woman lit candles and said Shechiyanu, she shouldn't say it again. I think Archel has it. Kol HaKavod. You know how many thousands of brachas of Atala they say? The Rambam should go to Olam Haba for that alone. How many thousands of brachas of Atala they say are printed there? The women who said Shechiyanu in the Nair Yom Kippur, they shouldn't say Shechiyanu a second time. All the other Mahzorim don't have it, and it's Nachshu the Rabbim and brachas of Atala. Terrible.
But not Zeldin Yanenu. Somewhere here, he has this discussion in Shmir Shabbat about Amen on the Shefiyanu, or Amen on the Amatam and Kodesh Lachol. That there may be a hefty between the drinking, one second, between the Bar Pragofen rather, and the drinking. Hold on a second. Berachas Shefiyanu. Yeah, but love is nearest. You have to take a look. Mem dollar dollar in Spanish. One second. Mem dollar. Give me a minute, please. Mem dollar dollar new dollar. Look it up. Since you bring up the issue.
Mem dollar.
Mem dollar.
Dollar.
Take a look. Hold on. Yeah. You should ain't sorach the morach shachiyana b'shas alakas nearest. Uvavakum shenagu levare, but it's for the brilliant remark, ein limchos biyada. Don't try to stop them. The Mishnah Berurah said so. One second. Yeah. Eric Member Zion, one second. It's referenced. Oh. Oh. How can you say that Shechion is a hefsek? Every Rosh Hashanah, what do we do? Second night, suffix, do you make Shechion or not? So what do? Take a new fruit, a new suit, and you put it on, you make a Shechion after the bar for a goffin. After the Kaddish is through all the others in Torah, before you drink the wine. Isn't that a shot of Hefzik?
Yes.
According to those days, the Shechiyana was not a requirement to have you drink the wine. That's the Abdinazir, that's the Kasha. Quotes it over here. Well, it's a Chol Machmas HaMinik, he says. Some of it is only a Minik. Most of your shops not considered to be a Hefzik. Hold on, one second. What's your question, David?
You really should make
Shefiyah
on the second night of the show. You didn't have something new
to work.
You didn't have
a new food. You didn't still make Shefiyah. You're right. Otherwise, you wouldn't make it. It would be something complex. You're right. Here we go. I found it. It's in Perek Mem Zayin Aura Reish. He says, look at Har Tzvi, Orach Chaim Kufnun Dalet Beis. That's probably what this verb about Abdullah probably says there. Then he says, L'chizeh, Yesh Lodon Im Shachar Oso Isha Hashem Avarechas Birchas Shechayona B'shat Avlachas Neres B'yantif. D'imi Shomaz Achakach Kiddush, HaMekadosh M'Varach Birchas Shechayona, where B'in Taim Im Afsika B'in Avrocha L'shtiyam in Ayayim. Sounds like even the time span is a problem, not just the entering of the Amen. Wow. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Hold on a minute. Hold on. 1 minute. I don't know. I can't say, you look at these places, he talks about the Abdullah. Hold on. Look at women. Shtiyat Isha, here it is. Samach Lamed Ches Kufanei. Maybe this is it. Maybe it's because I've got that sorrow. Perek Samach, Sif Lamed Ches, Ha'ora Kut Mem He. No go on Noshim Shalom Nishas Mikosh Shal Abdol. He says, the Har Tzvi, that's what I said, end of Kuf Nodalet. I am Tam No Sof, quote, Bibchinas Halacha, end quote, not growing a beard. But I'll be then, as you just said, because it's a question of Hefzik. Wow. Okay, so he makes a reference to it. Quotes makes a reference to it. I guess right. He pointed out R.C. Kuf Nodalet. Quote the same exact symbol over here. That must be the Moshe. This analysis. But this is Zalman. Meltzer said this, he sold. And Reb Shneur Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once was telling Reb Shechter Shlita this issue. because we went to the chasna together, and the question was whether a woman is chayav in the birchas eiros in the nachas. That's the shayla. We discussed this last year by Rikas. Who's chayav in the birchas eiros? The man or both the man and the woman? So we sound both to have kavanah to be yotz. What's the big deal? No. If you hold only the man is mechuyav, how does the woman ask amen? So the kaddish amen you saw the yichud with kiddushin. How can she drink the wine? It's absent. That's Rav Shneur once told Rav Shechter, based on what his grandfather was son said, is almost a new shadow over here. Wow. Wow. Never, never a dull moment. I was at a wedding yesterday, and the rabbi, Kolakavod, a man who must be 80 years old, said the bracha without a siddur. That was the Kolakavod part. The bad boy, he left that part of the bracha. Said, Asher to the Shem, the source of the Tzivan ala Arroyos, v'hivta lanas in a sumus lana yichum of the Kiddush. That's not a phrase. So, os alanas arusus. So, I have to right away, but what am I going to do? And 80 years old, I'm going to run up and tell him. So the guy came up, someone else came, said, Rabbi. Oh, for sure, for sure. This is the thing of my heart. I'm 80 years old.
After my wedding, another day, another week, I think it says they should call or approach. I call the end of Borough, but then. We always joke about it, but I actually did it.
No. Some guy in Yeshua guys do it after they make the shakal.
This thing is called the Borough. 40-year-old guy can have the Borough. I don't think it meant it.
Okay. Rabbo said we have a lot to discuss now, but we only have to make an introduction. I'll have to finish this Disney Yama tomorrow. Kuf Hey Ahmed Bays. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That
would apply to the spiritual as well. Ah, you're saying it's not like a Amir versus Meisah. It's a mitzvah versus a brach, which is the very thing itself. Okay, good. It's not quite what he meant, but it's probably the answer. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Rabosai to Kuf Heim and Beis. Let's at least do the Gemara now, so we'll maybe have the Tosfos, so we'll have to analyze it tomorrow a little bit more. Back to Gemara, the fourth line of Kuf Heim and Beis. Umi Aminan Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata V'atanya Anichnas Lebesa B'Motzi Shabbos Mivorech Alayayin V'Al Hamor V'Al Apsomim V'Yachakach Omer Abdullah Lakos V'Yemein V'Al Lakos Echad Menicho Al Achar Amozim U'Mishal Shlan Kulan Liachrof V'Lo Aminan Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. In this case, you don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Says Rashi, Top Rashi, Lo Aminan Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, V'Lo Mablu Nikame Sudasa Dahavi Shas Abdullah. Why don't you make Abdullah immediately and forget Abdullah Lakos? And forget what? Birchas Amos Lakos. We should quick say Abdullah. Omale ano, lo chachimo ano, lo chozo ano, lo yichido ano, el gemar de misadan ano, v'chein mor de rebe drosha kafasi, shani lon ben iyule yomo la fuke yomo. Iyule yomo kol kama de maktavina le odif, mechavina le, afuke yomo, maakvina le, ki hekin lo levi alon kituno. Tuna doesn't mean tuna fish, tuna means a masa, a bird, a ton. Right? So this is what the Gemara says. Why such funny expressions? Chachima, chozo, what are they about? Chachima, chozo, yichido. Sounds like a bunch of rhetoric. Look in the Or Sameach. We still have it here, or we gave it back? May still be there. Or Sameach, one I asked you to see, has a shot, unbelievable shot. He goes through every one of those titles and explains what it means. It's an Eluyish idea. Not there. Okay, no, no, it's okay. You got yourself. He explains what they refer to different people. What and what their various chidushim were, and that's how he explains. Give a look and see if it's a genius. He rash a little bit, but he explains more. Fine. Says the Gemara. This, by the way, we pass it this way. The halacha, you know, he comes up and say, Sfira. Do you make sphere before Kiddush and Avdol or after Kiddush and Avdol? Which one? In Shul.
Well, before Kiddush and Avdol.
So when do you make it? Before Kiddush and Avdol or after Kiddush and Avdol?
Make it before Kiddush and Avdol. No, after Kiddush and before.
Exactly. Dov is right. You make it after Kiddush and before Avdol. Why? It is Gemara. Kiddush as early as possible. Avdol we try to store off as long as possible. So this hasn't posted. Interesting shot of this year. What do you do? Achron shel Pesach. Achron shel Pesach. What do you do? It was Motzei Shabbos. So what do you make first? Do Sfira first? Or Yach Nahas first? Yes, Shiloh. On the one hand, the Ma'akir. Now, this happens all the time. On a regular Kiddush of Yontem, which is, let's say, Shabbos and Sunday. Very common. Shabbos is one of the most common instances of Pesach, Shabbos and Sunday. So the first night of Sfira is Motzei Shabbos, the very first night. You have Yach Nahas. Right?
We can't really say that.
But the answer is we don't make Kiddush for Shul on first night, first and second night Pesach. Because we have everyone has a place to stay. There's no oracle to stay for Shul. It doesn't happen in my side. But it happens the 7th and 8th when we do make it. Hold on, slowly.
Send everybody to your house.
Slowly. So if I'm not mistaken, the psak is that we say the sphira before the Yach Nahas. I have to double check it. I believe the reason is, the Taz says, because Shabbos is and the first day, the seventh day of Pesach is the Raisa, and Achron Shel Pesach is the Rabbanan. I'm pretty sure that's the reason that it says. For that reason, we make it before as opposed to after. The Yach Nahas, you never know. The regular Yach Nahas, which you can have, let's say, on Shavuos you have Yach Nahas. Right? Pesach is on Shabbos, the Shavuos is on Motzei Shabbos Sunday. So then, we have no sphere then. So what else do we have? King of the sphere then. That's what the Taz says. They're cool about this. Shmavis of the Gemara, Meha Mastisa Tamni. 8 separate dinim of the Rai from this price. 8, no less. Shema min ha-mavdol b'tfilah tzor v'shad l'alakos. Okay. Who said it was mavdol b'tfilah over here? Who says mavdol b'tfilah? Tosfos says the kasha. Tosfos is the second Shema min at the end. The asterisk is. V'hocha d'mash malei d'varei hivnul b'tfilah af v'gav d'igid lo mavdi v'd'omer ha-mavdol b'zeh v'zeh v'shem d'roh v'nei adem mavdil b'tfilah. It's a stickle of plea. A stickle of plea. No? A plea. What's going on over here? Isn't that a stickle of plea here? I don't know. Who said that? It's the stomach. Did you bring a rifle on the stomach? Then the Tziv asks his kasha. I mean, Tosfos says that they said it. They asked the kasha. Then the Tziv, back in his Kiddusha Manaf, Kuvbeis, the long discussion. How much have I put on the Marma Chomis? Did I? It's in the last sheet, right? It is the last sheet. Anyone have a copy of the last sheet of Marma Chomis? Everyone has? So I gave it on a Wednesday. I didn't put the Nitziv. But if you want to look at the Nitziv, it conveys in its Kedushim and Shas, very nice perushim in this sugya. We have two major topics here on the sheet. Kuvbeis is the Nitziv. One is Te'imas HaKos, and one is Kiddush Al Hapas. And we're all out of tails. That's why I put a little line only here. We have only 3 more days to say Shia. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Where's the last year? Finished. That's it. No more. I can't go like that no more. What's the matter? No. The official's month's over. I think official Thursday. I hope to go to camp on Monday. I hope. I have a pair of shavuos. The stairs going up on Sunday. The fella's coming up on Thursday. If I don't get a few days head start on shavuos, I'm really... Today I got a whole fun of Shabbos Ha'aretz where I cook. Today something was. Before that, I had nothing. I have to really get to Rabbi Shia to go to Tzvi Arari and take away his whole library. He's been learning Shvius all year. Trying to get him into comedy. So he won't come. He's going to give his library. Told he has.
Yeah, that's all the
Shvius
called.
Right. So, but I need his library. I need his notes. I don't know. Shvius is a very modern young man. Anyway. Is it harder than Mikvos? Not harder. But Mikvos I had learned before. Shvius, I wrote a whole article on Shvius. We printed it. I'm supposed to be a world maven. And it's a world of a very good play. You write one article on Shvius, the world's biggest maven on the topic. Because no one's written anything on it. But I really know very little about it. You and I really have to go through it. So I need time. Call upon him, because the last year is Thursday. Okay, I hope they can share the regular time the next 3 days. Is it okay? We do 10:45? Thursday, maybe I'll start a little bit earlier. You're regional. You're national. So you have to leave. It doesn't start. You don't have to leave so early. Till 12, you don't have to leave for sure, right? If you have to leave early, I'll start early on Thursday for you. You count to 1/7 of the shear at this point. That's a big percentage. Will be a Thursday? He's pulling his wisdom to you. A dope. Before Shalem? Berger's going to be here Wednesday? Two?
He's
the boss. We got sidetracked. Let's go back to the Gemara. Right, come on. That's number one, Shnamina. Shnamina number two, Bracha to Una Kos. Bracha to Una Kos. Obviously, that's why you had to have Benjamin Kos. There was no choice. By the way, the top toast is a question. Tema, have you much of the name of Tesha Shnamina? Shemuta Lechel Kodam Abdullah, Kshayna Ola Kos Evad. Hey, that's another, the ninth Shmamina, the main deal of the Shmamina. Will appear Shabbat Nisim, the Marik Shehissel Lechon about Yom Nicha. He's eating from before. Ah, Koshal Perusho Kedipirash Teliel. What's Kedipirash Teliel? Please turn back to Kuvbeis and Medveis for a minute. We're ending soon. I don't have to go to it. I have to get this done now so we can analyze it tomorrow. Look, Kuvbeis and Medveis. Very important. That's the Netziv Shtelzach Anistosis. It was on the Maram HaKamos, I think, no? Somewhere at one point or other. I hope. I don't know where. Menicho la'achar ha'mozen. Hikshar ha'vabeinu nisim. Eich yochel kodem avdolo. Kwamina le'kaman osel adon shiitim klum kono shiavdil. Va'amei manami bas tovas. What does bas tovas mean? He went to sleep hungry. He fasted Matzei Shabbos. He had no kos. Remind me to discuss. I'm going to forget. Remind me about bas tovas. Make a note. I should discuss Bas Tavas tomorrow. Beginning of the Shia, before anything else. Was it an obligation to fast if you have no kos for Matzah Shabbos? Or it's only a Lefnei Mishur HaSadin? If you don't remind me, I'm going to forget. I'm telling you, Klor. Kidam ala kaman kuf zayinam anal. V'tirit says Rabbeinu Nisim, Tohocha mayrik she'ochem nebod yom, ad she'chashech alo. Yach, v'gab dem hafsik in the Havdol l'shvuel, v'kosh nebod yudu d'chacham t'mach v'tvei. Richard Rabbi Yechiel, the Kamon Kuf Hamid Beis, the Amin Al Hakbaris, the Shmamino, Toam Abdil, it's one of the eight Shmaminos, will appear as Rabbi Nisim, the Mari Beochim, the Vodyom, and the Chiel Klum. What do you mean, Toam Abdil? They had before dark. Eliye Shloma, the Vade Bechinam, Ein no Lechel Kodam Abdullah. Avuk She'ein no Lechos Echad, Mut the Lechel Kodam Abdullah, Kedelasis, Alakos, Birchas Amazim. And if you pass the halacha, at Birchas HaMazon to the coast of the Yikuvah, we must have a coast. So it's worthwhile eating before Abdullah to be Marvia, Abdullah, Birchas HaMazon on the coast. This is the Tosis. So Tosis points out, if this is going is right, you can't say Shmamino Mutter to eat before Abdullah in order to make Birchas HaMazon on the coast. But he's wrong. Okay. So back to the question, Shmamino Teisha. Okay, fight the Gemara. We have two so far. The fight. Shmamino Kol Shabrocha Tzorech. Shear. Otherwise, you have to cuss each time. Ushmaimin amavarat tzarach shiyito. You have to what? drink, otherwise, very pasha, just have a kos, drink nothing, and then drink the whole thing the second time. Ushma mina ta'omo pigomo. What do you mean ta'omo pigomo? If you taste from a cup of wine, the remainder of the wine in the cup is called kos pogo, which is possible. Is lechatchila, ayuk b'diyevet, machlokas. The Rashbam is over here on Kuvava Menalas, the third Tosfos. Kopin akas nipigima pirish Rashbam. The kavod lechatchila dafka. The main ele pogo mikadosh olav. The tema fetos can hate tiru lechol kodem avdolim shem kapeda the pigima. Mirash roy Rashbam. This v'olav shem satzak. Well, they seem to know to disagree. Because Pogo is even ma'akim b'diyevet, otherwise they wouldn't allow the guy to eat before Abdullah just because of to get a close Pogo versus Ainapogo versus Pogo. The Shema Mina Tomo Pogomo. How do you see from here that Tomo Pogomo? So Rashbam explains, very poshut. Rashbam explains the Birchas Hamazon, Midlomav Bereisha Kodem Achila V'shoseh U'mishayer Hamosa the Birchas Hamazon. Leave the remainder for benching. No, Tomo Pogomo. Ushmamina toa mavdil. As we said before, the guy made an eighth and yet he makes Abdullah. Ushmamina, the eighth and final one. Omer beis kedushas al kol sechad. What beis kedushas? What are they? Benching and Abdullah on the same coast. Oh, one more. Ushmamina beis shami al irab yuda. That's a different story. More of a hakach psalm. That's not the order of the rice. It's not how we need it there nowadays. Rav Ashi Amar, to'ama pagama v'kol shabrocha tzarech shir chadam milsihi. The same thing. Vachikam, my time of to'ama pagama, shabrocha tzarech shir. What does that mean? What's the Gemara say? Rashi, shabrocha shabrocha tzarech shir. Avil ihava beitfei mikashir, to'ama lo pagama. The Gemara rejects the proof. He can't prove from here. That's the Oma Pagama. Maybe if Tom was low Pagama, referring to a case where he had exactly a Revius, if he has a Mashu, there's not a Revius left. So does he mean to really argue? So Tosa says, the second Tosa, Mishu the Kosha Brocha Tzorach Shia, Ravashi lo Pagama Roy the Mesonuch. No. Vias the Shabbat Tom of Pagama, he agrees. Ela de Mehol Lekal and Mishim in Otham. He can't make a Raya from here. So if he has an exact Revius, then maybe the Talmud is not to go, but you see, he doesn't have enough to drink. Top toast. So Shema Mina, Omash Nidush Alakos. Uvi She'ein Lo. The El Kupes Mideh. Oh, ho. She'ein Lo doesn't say that She'ein Lo. So stop. So that's a big problem. That's one of the riots that the Rambam, they bring to the Rambam, that Abdullah benches no problem, the Tzib says. Because it says Shtek Lush Alakos. It says She'ein Lo. It says it's stop. Oh. Do you have time, Rabbi Osei, for one more toast? Do you? Before we stop? Yeah, do you mind? Because I just want to get this toast under our belt. So we'll be able to say we already finished all the toasts in. So tomorrow we do the Ma'am Kavis, we'll have done all the toasts in. Because we said Shmamina, the first one, the second one, the sixth one, and the seventh one. We did the first, the second, and the seventh. We didn't do the sixth. The sixth is the bottom one. Shmamina Tama Pugama. Nire, it's very important. The sal gadaitach the ikat tvei mi revius. Umishim the leka shtei revios kore lekos echa. So hash to bukak shapir the tama pugama. Afak av the kol shabrocha tzarech shir. The nay the tzarech shir shir, no problem. Yito malo lukma hayesim ala revius. Va revius yaniach lebirchas amazin. If you have 1.5 or 1.5 revius, take off the slightly more than half and leave the revius for benching. Ravashi Dosh, you know? The Marid Leka Shir Tima Yosem Revis. You don't have a little more than a Revis. Tim Tomo. Therefore, if you take a Kadei to Ima, a little above, Chasa Shir, you won't have a Revis left. Fine. Miu Koshe. Hei Muchat Tama Pagama. Midlo Tama Odef. The change, the remainder. Akati Tikshile. You think that there's a Revis plus a little left. Shver Minel Bey. True, once you sip from the cup, it's considered pogo. Pour off the malugum into a different cup, and that's it. In your havdalah, there was so much wine. How can you prove that tama pogo? There's a simple answer. So it can't be that much wine. V'yesh lomar achidush gadol ma'od, which is quoted in Pesukim. V'kos chovah kegon abdolah b'rechas hamazon v'kiddush sorech lishtos mikos sheyesh b'revias. Hilkach lo efshel l'mitten b'yadeh b'kliyachah. You can't pour it into a cup which contains only a melo lukma, which is rov revias. No good. Yeah, kos has to have a full revias that you're drinking from.
Nope.
What can you do? Pour off a revias. You can't eat the melo lukma. Oh,
pour,
what are you saying? Pour a drink from the revias. And even take in the cup. Very good. That's a very good question. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Did David ask the question? I have a revias and a half plus. So David, the following suggestion. Pour off a full revias. That's called as a revias. Drink a melo lukma. Either remainder is pogum. But it did say in Shulchan Aruch, if you have yayin pogum, you pour other things into the yayin pogum, you fix the pedima. So pour from the original kosher kiddush into this kosher, the remainder which is pogum, the meat revias which is pogum. So we'll see tomorrow how far we can get from the Maamar Kamos. Alright, 10:45 is from tomorrow? Leave that, okay, good. Yeah.